We're celebrating together the appearance day of Lord Balaram. Balaram Jayanti Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. There you see a very nice painting, B.G. Sharma painting of Lord Balaram. We'll describe some of the unlimited wonderful activities and qualities and pastimes of Lord Balaram within our limited time. It is said that Balaram is none different than Krishna. We were reading this morning from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 5, Adi Lila, if you'd like to find out many details about Balaram. And he's Krishna's first expansion. Of course, Krishna is the origin of everything, the cause of all causes. But Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Balaram as the cause of all causes, the basis and support of the entire spiritual creation, serving Krishna in that way, and serving Krishna in all ways. The name Balaram, Bala, means strength. This is something that Srila Prabhupada has written in Krishna book. This is from the prayers of the demigods to Krishna within the womb. One cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balarama. Bala does not mean physical strength. One must have the spiritual strength which is infused by Balarama or Sankarsana. We require spiritual strength to be spiritually successful. To become to the stage of self-realization means spiritual realization, understanding who we are, and that includes our relationship with the source of everything, Krishna, and our loving exchange and relationship with Krishna. We have our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the second half, the Hare Rama. It's good without it. Well, sure. If you can turn the fan without the light, that's great. Okay. So, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare can mean Lord Balaram. Here's a nice quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila chapter 5 again. If someone says that the Rama in Hari Rama is Lord Ramachandra, and someone else says that the Rama in Hari Rama is Sri Balaram, both are correct, because there is no difference between Sri Balarama and Lord Rama. Here in Chaitanya Charitamrita we find that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has stated the same conclusion. Ye ye rupe jane se tata kate sakala sambhava Krishne kichu mithya nahe. In whatever form one knows the Lord, one speaks of Him in that way. In this there is no falsity, since everything is possible in Krishna. If someone calls Lord Ramachandra by the vibration Hari Rama, understanding it to mean, oh, Lord Ramachandra, he is quite right. Similarly, if someone says that the Hare Krishna means, oh, Sri Balarama, he is also right. Those who are aware of the Vishnu Tattva do not fight over all these details. Now, some people fight over those details. But both are right. Because everything is possible within Krishna. Krishna is the source of everything, and thus everything is possible within Krishna. And a little sharing this, there's this nice painting that you see a image of from painted by one of Prabhupada's disciples, Pushpar Prabhu. And 1 year I was in Houston during, just after Balaram's appearance day. And in the sannyas quarters room where I was staying, they have this nice painting, Pushkar painting, a big blow up of it, like half the size of the wall. So when chanting japa, I was meditating on this explanation from Chaitanya Charitamrita and trying to connect with Hari Rama. Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hari, while looking at this painting. And of course, on our right, on Krishna's left, in this painting, there's Balaram. So he's the giver of spiritual strength. He is spiritual strength. So when chanting Rama's name, I was trying to connect with Balaram, praying, please give me the strength to carry out my devotional service. And I found that it was very personal, because in addition to the sound is the person. This person and the sound are non-different. So spontaneously I found my arms just lifting in the air, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama, please give me the strength to carry out my devotional service. But I didn't want to leave the Krishna part alone. So Krishna's in the painting, and Krishna and Balaram are non-different than one another. So Krishna means what? All attractive. So the prayer, the mood of calling Krishna's name became, oh, all attractive one, please attract me to you. My mind is very distracted. Please attract me to you. Oh, Balaram, please give me the strength to carry out my devotional service. And like this, an hour and a half passed, and I wasn't even paying attention to time. It was just connecting to this wonderful painting. So this painting has special meaning for me. When I travel, I have in different places a large image of this painting, and I like chanting before Krishna Balaram in that mood. So I like Krishna Balaram deities here too, for the same reason. Balaram or Sankarshan is the source of all spiritual power, or the original spiritual master. Again, these are Prabhupada's words. And Sankarshana, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explained, Sankarshana is the first of the Chaturvyuha. So most of you know what Chaturvyuha means. Sankarshana, Vasudeva, Pradumna, Aniruddha, the four. Prabhupada uses a British term, aides-de-camp, like in the military. So the Chaturvyuha, they assist the chief general. Krishna is the chief general, and the Chaturvyuha, they assist Krishna in all the things that Krishna wants. And he wants, his wants are unlimited and they carry the potencies to assist him in fulfilling his desires. And Sankarsana is the chief, and that's Balaram, Mahasankarsana, the source of all spiritual power, or the original spiritual master. So this is also discussed in detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita. All of those throughout the whole history of existence who have properly performed the function of spiritual master are deriving their power to do so from Balaram, or say it the other way around. Balaram empowers those who carry out that service of spiritual master. It's actually Balaram. And there he has his little embassies here and there, his representatives who carry out that function. Just like when Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, it's Balaram speaking, because he's functioning as the shiksha giver to Arjuna. Arjuna has asked Krishna, please instruct me. Shishish teham shadi mam tvam prapanam. Please become my spiritual master and instruct me. And it's Balaram who's speaking Bhagavad Gita, but it's Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. So they're non-different, so you can say both. Krishna speaking, Balaram speaking. Balaram speaking, Krishna speaking. It's Krishna speaking. And that feature of Krishna that is carrying out that service is Balaram. He has such a strong desire to serve Krishna that he manifests all five of the rasas. This was discussed in the morning class very briefly. He manifests the whole spiritual world and all of Krishna's paraphernalia. Just like we have our mridanga drum. There's a mridanga drum right under the screen over here. And a little Prabhupada story. When he first came to America, he didn't have mridanga. He had only a little drum. And then some devotees were going to go to India, so he told them to bring back a mridanga. He described what it is, what it looks like. He drew a picture. He told them where to get one. And they brought back a mridanga, and it was in Los Angeles when they came back. And when they were there, was like mission accomplished. They didn't break the clay mridanga. They gave it to Prabhupada. And you want to know what Prabhupada did? He immediately got from behind his desk, paid obeisances to the drum, took off his upper garment, covered mridanga in his garment, and told the devotees, this is Balaram. We respect the paraphernalia that we use in service to Krishna as the manifestation of Balaram. So after some time there in Los Angeles, BBT began making fiberglass mridangas. And you know what they called them, right? Balaram mridanga. Based on Prabhupada's instruction. And Prabhupada's instruction is based on the scripture. He serves in this position of neutrality. The Chintamani. The everything, all the forms, all the ingredients that make up those forms, everything is the manifestation of Balaram's energy. And he loves being in service to Krishna as although he's his elder brother, so there's the friendship, the aspect of Krishna and Balaram as friends, but his mood is always serving. And as the elder brother, he sometimes serves in the mood like the father. As the elder brother is sometimes like that to the younger brother. And even in the conjugal rasa, it's described Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Radharani, is Balaram's expansion. So, in the form of Ananga Manjari, Balaram assists Radha Krishna pastimes in this conjugal mood. As you see, there's a photograph on the right. This is at the Radha Gopinath temple by the side of Radhakund, and on our right, or Krishna's left, is Radharani, and on our left, or Krishna's right, that's Ananga Manjari serving. Just as we find the deity of Balaram is on Krishna's right, Ananga Manjari is on Krishna's right, serving Radha Krishna pastimes. In this painting of Balaram, we see not only in his left hand the plow, one of the names of Balaram is Haladar, because in his hand, Dhara, he's carrying a hala, a plow. And in the other hand is what's used for the oxen, for yoking the oxen, because Balaram represents in this pastime with Krishna as Krishi. In the Bhagavad Gita we find there's the three main occupations of a Vaishya: Krishi, Goraksha, Vanijam. Krishi is agriculture, so the plow and the oxen material is for the agriculture. Krishna carries a flute, and that flute is for attracting the cows. There's a nice pastime. When you visit Vrindavan, you'll most likely visit Nandagram and Varsana and Govardhan Hill. And by the side, very near to Nandagram, is a grove of Kadamba trees. Who knows the name of the place? Huh? Ter Kadamba. Ter Kadamba. It's a very sacred place. Rupa Goswami wrote Nectar of Devotion there. So you, when you go there, you'll see. It's a very, very special place. And it's very near to Nandagram. So Krishna would climb up one of the Kadamba trees and play upon his flute, and the magical, mystical flute of Krishna would call the names of the groups of cows. And the cows would just wait to hear their names called, and they'd go moo, and their tails would wave, and they'd come running to the sound of Krishna's flute, and then the next group of cows, and the next group of cows. So Krishna used his flute for many things, but among them was calling the cows and herding the cows. And Balaram with his plow. Of course, with his plow, he did many things. We sing after Arti every time. One of the songs by Jayadev Goswami honoring Lord Nrisimhadev, there's the same set of songs: Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So I'm going to, there's a recording of some wonderful lady singer singing this song. So if you like, you can sing along. Here goes the recording. I hope it works. Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who assumed the form of plow-wielding Balaram, all glories to you. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments colored like a fresh rain cloud, and the river Jamuna, whom you frighten with the blows of your plow. So that circumstance was this. Krishna had left. Krishna had left Vrindavan, being taken to Mathura by Akrura, and the gopis, all the residents of Vrindavan, were feeling great separation from Krishna. Balaram knew it. He was appealing to Krishna to go and save their lives because they were to give up their lives without Krishna's association. So Balaram went himself and spent some time in Vrindavan. There's a very beautiful pastime where he is describing Krishna will come, I'll bring him back. I'm his elder brother, I promise you, we'll make Krishna come back. He misses you like you miss him, he'll surely come back. So one of the things he did when he was there is with a different set of gopis, he also engaged in rasa dance. And at the end of the rasa dance, he has a liking for Varuni beverage. And so he was drinking some Varuni beverage, maybe a little too much. Became a little tipsy. And he wanted then to take bath in the river Jamuna, so he called the river Jamuna to come. And river Jamuna was thinking, this tipsy gentleman, I don't know if I want to come. And so Balaram became angry. And with his plow, he began pulling the river Jamuna to come to him. And then Jamuna personified emerged from the river, offering her obeisances and some beautiful prayers. Some of these beautiful prayers are included right from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Rama, Rama, O mighty armed one, I know nothing of your prowess. With a single portion of yourself, Ekangshena, you hold up the earth, O Lord of the universe. O soul of the universe, I didn't understand your position as the supreme Godhead, but now I have surrendered unto you. And you are always kind to your devotees. And of course, many other prayers. Balaram became pacified. He put his plow away and took his bath in the river Jamuna. That very same plow, it's not just like Krishna's flute is not ordinary. There's many things to say about Krishna's flute, but here's something about Balaram's plow. There was a circumstance where the grandson of Krishna, Samba, had become interested in becoming married, of all people, to the daughter of Duryodhana. So he went to take part in her Swayambhar ceremony and he tried kidnapping her. And Duryodhana and all of his armies went chasing after him, and big battle, but somehow they subdued Samba and put him in prison. A messenger went to Dwarka. This is before Kurukshetra battle, obviously. A messenger went to Dwarka and informed Ugrasena, Samba's missing, but you want to know where he is? He's in Duryodhana's prison. And Ugrasena became enraged. Gather the entire Yadu army will go at once and smash Duryodhana and all of his armies in Hastinapur. Let us go at once. And one of the functions that Balaram likes to play, he likes to be a mediator. Some people like to do that. So he volunteered, no, I have this relationship with Duryodhana. Let me go. I'll take a few people, some ministers, and I think we can sort this out. So Ugrasena agreed. Balaram went. Long journey, Dwarka to Hastinapur. And he set up camp outside the city of Hastinapur and sent a messenger to Duryodhana. I've come to see you. So the messenger delivered that message and some ministers came to receive him. Oh, Duryodhana sent us to see you. We're so happy that you have come. Could you tell us what your mission is? He said, yes. I want Samba to be released and that he marry Duryodhana's daughter. And the ministers were, I don't think Duryodhana's going to like that one. So they went back and reported to Duryodhana. And the answer was no. Balaram became very angry. Don't anger Balaram, you're in trouble. So he took that same plow and he began dragging the entire city of Hastinapur into the Ganges. He has a very powerful plow. And Duryodhana did one of those, I think I made a mistake. And so very quickly, personally, he came to Balaram and said, whatever you want, Balaram. My daughter can marry Samba, it's okay, we'll release him, they can go back to Dwarka, everything, let everything be peaceful. The Balaram plow is very, very powerful. He's the source of all spiritual strength. There's this nice story, you probably heard it many times, I've heard it 100 times at least. In a car ride, Giriraj Maharaj was being asked by Prabhupada and a few others in the car, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? And Giriraj Maharaj right away said, Krishna. He said, why do you say that? And he said, because Balaram is leaning on Krishna's shoulder. That means Krishna is stronger and Balaram is taking strength from Krishna's strength. There's this nice story Prabhupada told several times about Prime Minister Gladstone. You know this story? Gladstone was Prime Minister during Queen Victoria's time. And somebody had an appointment to see the Prime Minister. And when they went there, the secretaries said, sorry, he's busy right now, you're going to have to wait. And of course the story can be told shorter or longer to make it short. He waited a long time. Many kept asking, he's still busy. Finally, when the secretary wasn't looking, he went right inside to the chamber where the Prime Minister was. And the Prime Minister was on his hands and knees with his grandson on his shoulders playing horsey, hitting Gladstone in the backside saying, giddy up, horsey, let's go. So as the great personality, Gladstone looked like a mean guy, but Prime Minister of Queen Victoria, he was happy doing this very simple activity with his grandson. So similarly, Krishna, he enjoys pastimes with all of his devotees and many wonderful pastimes with Balaram also, because they're constant companions. We'll hear a little bit. I want to end on time. We have about 12 minutes. Famous in the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan are these pastimes with the cowherd boys something that Srila Prabhupada quoted regularly. You recognize in yellow up here this Krita Punya Punja. It's a verse from 10th Canto, Chapter 12. And Shukadev Goswami is just describing verse after verse after verse the very simple, joyful, loving activities of the cowherd boys. And he's marveling at how Krishna is intimately engaged with the cowherd boys in this beautiful way. Here is the Supreme Person, who is considered the impersonal Brahman by great sages, the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotees, and a product of material nature by ordinary men. Now, these boys who have performed many, many pious activities in their past lives are playing with that same Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's a very special position that's awarded to those who have that eternal rasa with Krishna. The cowherd boys, and chief amongst them, of course, is Balaram. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. This is Canto 1, Chapter 2, verse. So how does one become so qualified like the cowherd voice? By the very process that we're engaged in right now, just hearing and regularly hearing and chanting and remembering and describing Punya Shravana Kirtana, the wonderful messages about Krishna. Balaram is Krishna's elder brother, but actually he was born of a different mother. His mother was Rohini. And here's a little mystery. You have to listen carefully now because it's a little tricky. We know, because every year at Janmashtami time, we hear that Krishna is the eighth son of Devaki, right? And son number seven was Balaram, right? So here's how it happened. Listen carefully. In the seventh month of Devaki's pregnancy, that's when Krishna called Yogamaya and told Yogamaya, transfer this child from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. It's Balaram, he's very heavy, but you can do it. I give you the strength. So meanwhile, Vasudev, as you know, had not just one wife. When he was married to Devaki, there were multiple wives. The chief of them was Devaki, but multiple wives, and one of them was Rohini. So Rohini, when she became pregnant, so was in the prison house of Kamsa, must have been, because he was in the prison house and she became pregnant, he sent her from Mathura in the third month of her pregnancy to go stay in the care of Nanda and Jasoda, his dear friend Nanda. And Devaki, in the seventh month of her pregnancy, is when the child in her womb was transferred to the womb of Rohini. In the womb of Rohini was already Balaram. Our acharyas described like this, that the two Balarams merged into one Balaram in the womb of Rohini. And she remained pregnant not for the normal period of time, but for 14 months. That's a long pregnancy. Those of you that are mothers, you can imagine how uncomfortable that was. So he's Rohini Nandana, but the two children, because this is Balaram's appearance day, and very soon afterwards will be observing Krishna's appearance day, though they were born the same year, just a number of days apart, because Balaram remained in the womb of Rohini for an extra period of time. And Jiva Goswami explains all this because when the name-giving ceremony, there's multiple references, when the name-giving ceremony for Krishna was made, Balaram's was at the same time, which means they were of the same age. A few days separate. One the daughter of Rohini, the other the daughter of Devaki. And then there's other references where they're crawling on their knees, hands and knees together. Same age. There's details about when children start to crawl, when children start to walk, when they can walk freely. They did all those things at the same time. They were the same age. And that's how it happened, according to our acharyas. So Rohini Nandana. After Kamsa and the so many demons were disturbing the earth, Mother Earth, in the form of a cow, pictured down here at the bottom, came to the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, and they all went to the shore of the milk ocean. That's the milk ocean, you can tell, because there are some fish in the ocean. And there's Anantashesha, where Lord Vishnu is reclining on Anantashesha. And there over here is Garuda, and there's the goddess of fortune. And they're offering their prayers, requesting Krishna to appear. Now, this painting shows that when the birth ceremony, the bathing of Krishna was taking place by Nanda Maharaj, Balaram is here watching. Now that's a little difficult because they were the same age. So how can Balaram be watching? Balaram down here. So, nonetheless, Balaram was present from the very beginning of Krishna's pastimes. After the Putana killing, here's Mother Jasoda bathing Krishna, having Brahmanas offer mantras, very interesting way of bathing, holding over a little pond and pouring sacred substances and saying special mantras and using a yak tail to chase away the bad omens. And there's Balaram watching the whole scene. Here's the name-giving ceremony where both of them were given their names. Here's Gargamuni speaking. This child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj, he'll be known as Sankarsana. Oh, Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours, that's Krishna, is as good as Narayana. He didn't say he is Narayana. As good as Narayana in his transcendental qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence, he is exactly like Narayana. And this was remembered by Nanda Maharaj later, when he saw the extraordinary power of Krishna, he remembered Gargamuni's words. So we're honoring the appearance of Balaram, and There's 2 minutes left. We don't have much time for the childhood pastimes and further pastimes of Krishna and Balaram, but they were in constant association with one another, inseparable. But just like little boys, they would embrace one another, they would hug one another, they would feed one another. Sometimes in their pastimes they would crawl here and there, delighting the gopis, who just like mothers are happy to see little children toddling around like this. Sometimes there was so much pleasure, they manifested two forms. So they would give pleasure to more and more gopis. And the gopas, they also brought great pleasure to them. These are all pure devotees. So anything in relation to Krishna is a source of delight for them. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram, they go into the pasturing ground and they grab the tails of the young calves and yank them. And when the calves felt their tails being pulled, they would run. And Krishna and Balaram would have a great time going for a calf ride. And some of the gopis would laugh, and some of them were distressed, and he was giving pleasure to everyone by his wonderful pastimes. Sometimes they would pull on the jewelry and pull on the hair and do things that children would do with their mothers sometimes. And Mother Jasoda was apparently distressed, but feeling motherly affection like anything because of the transcendental love between them. The perfection of motherhood, Mother Jasoda. And in this way, so many other childhood pastimes of Krishna and Balaram would take place. And we're out of time. It's time to end. Sri Krishna Balaram ki Gaur Premanandi.